why do we share all of these things with you? It's not just so that you can see what we did or so that you can be jealous and wish that you could have went, but we share all these things for a reason. And if you look up what a missionary is in the dictionary, you've got three definitions for the term missionary. A person sent by a church into an area to carry on evangelism or other activities as educational work or hospital work. That's good. Number two is a person strongly in favor of a program, set of principles, etc., who attempts to persuade or convert others. Sure, missionaries do that as well. But the third one is the one that I love, and it is a person who is sent on a mission. A person who is sent. Notice it doesn't say a person who decides to go on a mission. A missionary is a person who is sent on a mission, who is given a mission. Now go. And so when we see people on a mission trip, when we go on a mission trip, man, we're people on a mission. We're on a mission to share who Jesus is, to share his love with the people that we run into. And, you know, people give up the comfort, of the U.S., of the life that we have here, and they move to a foreign land. Those people are also on a mission trip. But they're there to love people, to show Jesus to people. And so mission trips are things that all believers are called to do. It's exactly what Christy and Cheryl both shared. A mission trip is something that we're all on, and it doesn't have to be in another country. It can be in your workplace. You go on a mission trip when you go to work. You go on a mission trip when you go to school. You go on a mission trip when you go to Dollar General or Walmart, wherever you go. Listen, you're on a mission trip when you're in your house with your family. I'm serious. That's what a missionary is. It's someone that's on a mission from God, someone who's sent to do something. Men, you are on a mission to be the man of the house. Women, you're on a mission to be the woman of the house. Listen, you're not diminished. You don't have a lesser role. It's just as important, probably more important, because we can't do it without you. I'm serious. We can't. Kids, you're on a mission at home. We're all on a mission to share the love of Christ. And 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul tells us, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. He's saying, imitate the things that are Christ-like in me, not the things that are not Christ-like. Imitate the things of Christ that you see in me, because we're all called to be everyday missionaries. This saying by David Livingston, who was a missionary to Africa, he said this. He said, God had an only son, and he made him a missionary. You think about that just for a moment. God had a son, and he sent him to be a missionary. He came here to be the work, to do the work, to show the love of God on this earth. You know, Jesus gave up this comfort of the throne, and he went on a mission. He went on a mission to show the love of God to mankind, to us. He did this by redeeming us with his shed blood on the cross. And could God have done this a different way? Absolutely. He could have done it a different way if he chose to. He's God. He could have done it a different way. But he wanted us to see his love for us. That was the whole purpose of Jesus coming, so we could see the love that God had for us. John 15:12-13 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Could God speak to people today and save people without using us? Yes, he absolutely could. Of course he could. But he wants people to see his love through us. God wants people to see the love of Christ through us. That's why we are on a mission. This requires more of him in our lives, less of ourselves. John 3:30, he must increase and I must decrease. Man, this means that we've got to be more like Christ. You know how you do that? By letting the Spirit lead you. By letting the Spirit lead you instead of doing what you want. Being selfless, loving others even when you don't want to. Listen, when you're in a foreign country and you're wore out, sometimes you don't want to. But we didn't hold back from loving people. You have to do it when you don't want to. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when they don't deserve it. You have to do it even when you're uncomfortable. And this applies to us here in the United States, not just overseas. And so now that we're called to be a missionary, every single person, so what's next? Is it sell everything? Is that what you have to do? We're all called to be missionaries. Do you have to sell everything? Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus tells us here, he says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Man, this right here is what Jesus left us with. These words right here. This is the instruction. And I want you to see something. Where does Jesus tell us? Is that up there? Where does he tell us to be witnesses? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. That's where he tells us to be witnesses. Now, if you don't know the history, if you haven't ever looked at an old map, there's a progression there. There's a progression. When he delivers this message right here, where are the people at that he's speaking to? They're in Jerusalem. That's where they're at. They're in Jerusalem. Being a witness starts at home. Being a witness starts in your town, in your city, in your area of influence. Being a missionary starts at home. You don't have to go to a foreign land to be a missionary. That's what Jesus is teaching us right here. You're going to be a witness for me, and you're going to start in Jerusalem, right where you're at, right where you live, right where you work. You don't have to do something big and crazy to be a missionary. You don't have to sell everything. And if you're called to, then great, go. But if you're not, then start here. We have to start here in our immediate influence. And just think about this. Why would you think that you could do it on a greater, bigger, larger stage if you can't do it on a small stage? If you can't do it in your own home? If you can't do it with your coworkers and the people that you're around? We have to start there. We have to start with those around us. We have to love the people within our reach. We have to love our city. And then you go to Judea and Samaria. Now, this would be on a more regional level. This is like state or even countrywide. You're to be a witness at home. Then you're supposed to be a witness on a more regional level. And this is what Jesus is showing us. Learn to love at home and then go. Learn to love at home and then go do more, bigger, and then to the ends of the earth. You just keep going and going and going. Tell the world about Jesus. Show the love of Christ. This is the battle plan right here that Jesus laid out over 2,000 years ago. And how much has it changed? None. It has not changed. Witness to those around you and then go and witness to everybody else. This is God's plan for your life, because it's his plan for all of us. He has these things for us to do. Ephesians 2:10, which happens to be Martine's favorite verse, tells us, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Listen, God already has good works planned and prepared for you. He has planned and prepared works for you specifically to do, to be a missionary. Why is this junk keep happening at my house? Why do I have to keep dealing with this stuff? Are you being a missionary? Are you showing the love of Christ? Maybe you should start there. Maybe it's something that God's got pre-planned for you to do, to show the love of Christ to your children, to your husband, to your wife, to your neighbors. And if you can do that, then maybe he will use you for more. He will have other things for you to do. And some, again, are called to pack up and go. And some are on short-term missions like we went on. Some are on long-term missions. It's important that we support those people physically if we can go, financially if we can give, prayerfully above all. And think about this. I used to have a little bit of an issue with supporting missionaries. I'm like, well, why can't they just get a job? You know? Why don't they get a job? Paul had a job, right? Paul was a tent maker. He had a job, and he was like, he's the greatest missionary ever. He had a job. Well, if you read through there, Paul received support from the church. He didn't only work. He did do some work. But if you look at all the missionaries in the New Testament, many of them had some kind of trade they could do for a little income. But most of their support came from believers. Those people that are missionaries, they're spreading the gospel to areas that local churches cannot. They're doing things that we cannot do. They're talking to people that we can't reach. And our mission is to make disciples. To make disciples for his kingdom, for his glory. And you know what it takes to make a disciple? It takes time and it takes effort. You don't just go tell somebody about Jesus and bam, they're a disciple. You have to spend time with them. They have to get to know, okay, now I know what Jesus did for me. Now, who is Jesus? Like, I need to know him personally. You know how they get to know that? By being discipled, teaching them, showing them learning the word. It takes work to be a disciple. And so, as it takes time and money and effort, listen, you can't make a disciple in a day or a week. We didn't go over there and make disciples. Is that our mission? Absolutely. But we personally did not make disciples in a day or a week. This is why we partner with these ministries. We went and we helped make disciples. Because Carlos, Risa, Sean, and Kim, all the interns that are, those people are talking to those same people this week. Those people are going to continue to pour into those people. All we are doing is, how can we help? How can we help make disciples? And this is why it is important with, you know, Fabian and Carol in Iraq and Jeff and Marianne in Israel, Adam and Kate in China. They're pouring into these people, spending time with them, making disciples. And this is why we teamed up with the Sanchez family and the Splechter family. We were able to help them accomplish things that they couldn't just do on their own. Things that they needed more manpower to do. And you know, going and cleaning a church, listen, I was not thrilled about this. I didn't even clean the church. The concrete work, I'm okay with that. But listen, I had boots. They had rubber boots. I said, Martin, can you grab me a pair of boots? Because I was figuring out the money that we were giving to the different missionaries and everything. He's like, yeah, I got you some boots. Told him what size. I said, 10 or 11, you know. Found me some 11s. It's one boot inside the other. We get to La Barra, and I put them on because I'm going to do concrete work, right? Can't do them in my one pair of tennis shoes or my sandals. I get this one on. Fits good. It's like a 9, but it fits perfect. I was like, that's weird. Okay. I go to put this one on. It's an 11. It's also a right foot. Yeah, I had two right boots. One was two sizes too big. And I put these boots on, and I go, I am not thrilled about doing concrete work after I've walked all the way there in these boots. My foot was sore. It was hurting. And I really thought, and part of what I told Martine was, I'm frustrated right now. I feel like my time is being wasted. I'm not being a blessing to the people of this church or this community because I'm standing here, me, by myself with four guys that speak Spanish trying to do concrete work. So what are they doing? For the most part, they're just pretending like I'm not there because I don't know what they're saying, or they point to one thing and I do something else. I eventually got in the flow of it. I was doing some stuff and helping, but I was very frustrated about it. And what he told me was, you have no idea how much it means to these people that you came from America. Because my thought was, I could have sent them, you know, $1,200 and they could have just paid somebody to do this work for, you know, $100. And they have all kinds of money to pay for more. That's what I thought. And he's like, you just don't have any idea how much it means to them to know that you guys love them and care about them enough to come all the way over here and do this work. As meaningless as it might seem to you, as much as it might seem like they don't need you, your presence here shows them how much you love them, how much you care about them. And I was like, wow, okay, let's get some work done. Like, let's go back. What else could I do? That's why we team up, because they're building these relationships. They're going to continue to. They're going to make disciples. We didn't just go for a week and do something for somebody and then abandon a hurting person. These local missionaries continue the work. But again, right here at home, every Christian, we're called to be a missionary. We're called to be involved in missions, praying, giving, going. And if we're not a missionary, then you're a mission field. You're one or the other. You're a missionary or you're a mission field. You either need to be ministering to other people or somebody needs to be ministering to you. And if you don't evangelize, then you need evangelize too. That's how we need to view our life right here in Illinois. It doesn't have to be go overseas. If you're either a missionary or you need to be spoken to, you need to be taught. And our mission as a church is to follow this battle plan here that Jesus gave in Acts chapter 1. We've got to be witnesses in St. Elmo, in Altamont, in Vandalia, in Effingham, and to the ends of the earth. Man, we're people sent on a mission. You believe that? We are people sent on a mission. God has preordained good works for us to do for him, for his kingdom, for his glory. So if you guys would stand with me, I want every person that's willing to take up this call to be a missionary, I want you guys to begin to pray out to the Lord. Ben's going to come and he's going to pray for you guys and close out the service. But I really want to take this to heart this morning. And just ask God to use you. Ask God, what can I do? Show me the things in my life. Show me the people that I can be a missionary to. Show me how I can minister to them. Because listen, you're not just going to go think of good ideas by yourself. You're going to think of, oh, Uncle Larry, that guy needs to get saved. And that's the guy you're going to go try to minister to. Listen, Uncle Larry's heart might be a heart of stone and he's not willing to hear a word that you have to say. We need to seek the Lord and say, God, who can I minister to? Who can I help? So if you guys would start to cry out to the Lord and ask him, and Ben's going to lead us in prayer.